This is where the fun begins. This is where the fun begins. This is where the fun. This is where the fun. This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Toy Anxiety. My name is Craig Goldberg. Welcome to the show. Hello. Tuesday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. We appreciate you being here as I control the music. Lots of people already here. We appreciate your support. Somebody just asked if you're part of the Patreon. If you are part of the YHS Patreon and you want to get in on the after show, the Extreme Toy Anxiety, that link is posted on Patreon as well as the Discord. If you are part of the Patreon and you're having any trouble, you can always DM us and on Instagram or Twitter. We'll help you. We're like tech support agents. And what is Ryan pointing to? By the way, thank you so much. We're going to start doing this every week. There's so much.
I don't have anything.
There's more on the screen. Let's go ahead and explain. First of all, top super chat. This is my design horror channel. Left us a $50 super chat this afternoon. So he's already ahead.
Thanks for thinking of us.
Thank you for the support.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. The message I think went away after a couple hours because we didn't start the stream yet, but it was a very nice message and he really appreciates what we do and we appreciate you supporting us. And then we got our patron count out there. And then on the bottom of the screen, as you can see, it has been exactly 879 days since the debut of Carson Teva, our good friend Paul Song Young Lee on The Mandalorian season 2. And he still doesn't have an action figure. So hopefully this weekend at Star Wars Celebration, they end the drought. But until then, we will keep the count up because it's just fun to have a picture of Paul.
I love seeing Paul down there. Yeah.
Makes me smile.
So if he's in the chat, he's going to be like, what the hell is this? Let me introduce you to my co-hosts all the way from Vancouver, British Columbia, the man with the plan who went to a toy show. I'm sure he's going to talk about it. Ryan Dole. What's up, man?
Nothing. Work's been busy. I've been buying a lot of toys. I'm excited for Barbie, so I've been making a lot of like those Barbie profile selfie
busy
things all day.
We know.
Yes.
Busy. Yeah.
I was doing that right before this. I was running out of time.
Ryan, congratulations on Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A trailer dropped today Barbie for that too.
let's congratulate. Way to go.
Ryan Dole working hard on Across the Spider-Verse and trailer drop today. Looks great. Cannot wait. Is that it really exciting for you guys on trailer drop day? Is it stressful?
Well, for this movie, it's exciting because people are excited.
You're like, no, it's okay because Spider-Man's good.
Yeah.
We know this one's good. We're all right. It's okay.
Kind of, because when you've worked on...
This is not Thor we're talking about.
This doesn't answer the call where you're like, oh, I wonder Morbius. What's going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, you're Ryan Dole, known from Morpheus, Morbius.
Morbius.
Hey, Craig, we're not in the Matrix. If you want to be in the Matrix and you want to go, you know, with the rest of the shills and take a red pill or the blue pill or whatever, over to those other toy channels, and you stay in the Matrix. We're not in the Matrix.
We're unplugged.
I'm unplugged, buddy. I've got that nice shave and like a fresh. I don't know. Whatever Neo's wearing. You're talking about the Matrix.
Gotcha.
When you unplug for the first time.
Oh,
yeah. You gruel.
Well, I looked at the unplugging, and I just wanted to get unplugged just to see what it was like.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't like what I saw. So, but don't get me wrong. I did plug in. I did plug into the Matrix.
Yeah. Hold on. What is it? Take a shill pill.
That should be in the shop.
Yeah.
We should sell life-size
shill pills.
Yeah.
It's just Jolly Ranchers.
Like an inflatable pool toy.
I want to ask you guys, did you see the girl with the red dress? Because that was me. I put her in there. Another Matrix. Okay. There you go.
Yes.
I saw that cat twice.
I saw her actually earlier today.
Yes, we've all seen the Matrix. Okay. Jacob Walsh, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm well. You know, I was bummed that I couldn't be here last week. First of all, thanks for all the birthday wishes in the chat. There's already a lot of birthday wishes here. I was celebrating my birthday last week, so
Happy birthday, I've never Jacob. Seen an outpouring like this.
My birthday was over 2 months ago, and the fact that people are still, I like it. We'll keep it going all year. It's going to be part of the Jeffries next year. People will be like, why are they doing this?
Let's all take a moment to celebrate Jacob Walsh. So
I have a lot of toys. I've been like waiting over the weekend. I was in the toy room and I emptied out a bunch of Detolf squares. I was like, you know what? This can go away. I'm taking this out of the shelf. This can disperse. Ooh. Because I have like 4 or 5 new collections started in the last couple of months, and from the toy show and then the week following the toy show, I got a lot of stuff.
Well, it's your birthday. Wait.
Hell yeah.
It's my birthday.
No, I cannot wait. I absolutely, Jake, you did some, dare I say, barging.
I barged.
We haven't barged in a while.
Inspiring.
Yeah.
Inspiring stuff. Well, welcome back. And Abigail, how are you?
Doing great. And I'm, I have a haul too. Like, I have part 2 of Toylanta to show off tonight. So I'm excited to get into it.
I'm excited too. And by the way, thank you to Brian Brink. He's emailed me charts. So we're going to be doing some charts later. I love HasLab charts and crowdfunding charts. So we're going to update
WCW
everybody.
Is it a WCW chart?
Oh, it's a WCW chart. So honestly, it's a chart where the big boys play. Absolutely.
Oh, nice. I like that.
All right.
Shout out to Ryan Ting, who joined us last week from the Marvel Legends team to talk crowdfunding and those types of projects, HasLabs. Like, great insight just from somebody who's in the business, who's also a fan and also a collector. I learned a lot. So we appreciate Ryan being here.
It's probably our most educational video we've ever made.
Yeah, it was definitely like, man, we haven't said like any F-bombs in a while and like no sexual references in a while. It was like,
pretty informative.
Yeah.
Well, it was kind of like, man.
Well, we got so into crowdfunding plus Craig's mega botch.
Yes, my mega botch.
The entire set of Craig and Abby crashed down.
I saw it. I was watching.
Technically, that's on me, but it's also on our cat Jonesy.
Ryan
scratching at the autographed paintings or whatever.
Later on that day, Ryan was like, "I didn't know what happened. I mean, I didn't know if it was a tornado."
a tornado.
Just a little. Yeah.
By the way, we did have some people that there's some really really dangerous. Weather going on in the middle of the country right now. So if you're in the Illinois, Iowa area, please be safe.
Be careful.
Yes. Be careful. It's not a okay.
Movie. Yeah. You can't just drive movie. Through a house.
Well, it depends.
You could try.
You know what? I have to give Twister props because if it wasn't for Twister, we probably wouldn't have Fast and Furious.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure, Dorothy. If I was a street racer, I'd want Dorothy on the back of my car.
Mm-hmm. Dorothy's family.
Dorothy's family.
Why didn't you tell me? You stole me. Wait, you stole my idea, you son of a bitch! All right, let's say hi to the chat.
How about we say hi to Abby? Can I say hi to Abby?
We just said hi to her.
But also, if I can say something, happy birthday, Jacob.
God damn.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much, guys.
Nolan, hello, T. Molly, Stephen Lawrence, Chad Stewart. This is my Design Horror channel, who is top dog in the Super Chat department tonight. Maker and Geek, Skylar Davis. Shout out to Mr. Davis. We saw him at Toylanta.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Oh, yeah, sure did.
Davey. Super nice. It was like Toy Anxiety was a primetime network show. It was like if Kurt Fuller and... Rob Lowe bought Toy Anxiety to put it on, took over like on Wayne's World
This looks like Craig's basement, but it's not Craig's basement.
Not Craig's basement.
I actually thought about reaching out to Kurt Fuller for an April Fool's joke to say that he's acquired toy anxiety and he's replacing all the hosts. But
oh, why did you? That would be that? Funny. You've done that for the Jeffries. Now it's ruined.
Toy anxiety, anxiety.
Masterversal toy owner Allison Troy. What?
Can I just? Oh, there's a super chat. I just wanted to acknowledge.
We got two of them. Right? Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
before you do your thing. Cobweb, first time being able to be here. Seen Abby's 10 years sober, right around my 3 years. Congrats, and we'll try to get here more.
That's
and
so nice.
That's so nice. Oh, yeah, congrats.
So much.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
And what's
appreciate that.
Oh my god. There's another one, but I don't see it.
Whoa, Grumpy Fish. What in the fuck?
Yeah, thanks, Grumpy Fish.
Yeah.
I'm gonna add your name at the top of the chat.
Happy belated birthday.
Wow,
everyone.
one more cent and you could have beat out, you know,
this is my design. No, Grumpy Fish. Abby, will you read it?
Does, happy belated birthday, everyone. Does Jay know that you snagged his chart guru? If I super chat, can I get more cursing?
Yes.
Don't need any of this.
Fuck yeah.
Allowed. Keep going. Don't,
you can't.
Well, my wife is like,
hey, so, you can't fuck. Put don't read any of this God at damn. The end of the paragraph.
Like reading it like please don't okay so we've already done
is
it
I love wolf? To fuck but don't read this out loud. Oh, shit.
Oh, we're reading it. God, that was really
that
sweet
was that was funny.
That was awesome.
I enjoyed that.
Well, Grumpy Fish, let us know in the chat. I can get your name added to the top, but we'll
we won't tell your wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll change it to like to Lumpy Trish or something.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, you guys. Well, we'll keep an eye on the super chats. We appreciate it, everybody. Let me say hi to the rest of the people. Let's see. Scott Dix in the house. Hello, Mr. Scott.
Scott, what's up?
Jessica Parker. I, Brandon, hey. 3G. Robert's here. Joel, James, Jagasia is
three
here.
Names.
What's Triple up? J.
I guess like, we all have those.
Yeah, but.
Like J. Jonah Jameson.
It's yeah. The alliteration. Blue mm-hmm. Chase.
J. Jenna Jameson. That's what it is.
We already said hi to Chad. Let's see. I'm running out of people here. I saw Jessica Parker. I lost her name. Bearded Toy Guy. Black Phoenix. Yeah, tons of people Justin here. Town. We appreciate you guys here.
Happy WrestleMania, Jessica Parker.
Happy WrestleMania.
Yeah, happy WrestleMania. WrestleMania.
I'm not watching wrestling. For
not
a
from
weeks.
What I've heard.
I'm wrestled out.
All I see is people complaining about WrestleMania.
Well, Raw was bullshit.
Lots right?
Also,
one was
Cody Rhodes got fucked.
Yeah. So anyways, so listen, we've got a lot of pickups. We've got some news to cover, man. I just want to say this. I love this. I love this community. I love YHS. I love Toy Anxiety and I love toys and I love Carson Tava's head that is staring back at me too. Like, where's my figure? So Ryan, I know that you headed out to the toy show. Do you have some pickups this week?
I do. I want to first show off the one that I showed off at Gotham City Tonight last week, but gotta show it off here.
All right.
Because we're gonna have to do a game of this. With the Batman Returns 3D board game.
Wow, pretty
so
cool.
Need to,
that art.
It's beautiful. So that was from BC DeLorean. He just got back from MegaCon. They bought more cars, Craig.
Hey, by the way,
at
I was
MegaCon?
Watching Adam the Woo's MegaCon video, and there's a whole segment with Brandon, BC DeLorean, and other movie cars too.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Wow,
he bought
dude.
More movie cars while he
what
was
did he
there.
Get?
Yeah, what did he get? Buy?
He got the camper and the two cars from Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, yeah. And he brought them home with him.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a haul.
What,
that
the
is
wagon?
A
that's great.
Yeah. Just they're next level barging. Like they're buying systems. They're not even buying vehicles anymore. They're buying systems. Yeah.
Well, what I loved was Adam the Woo was like, you know, I can't really do his voice, but there's something really like calming about watching that guy. And he's just like, I'm here with the guy. He's dressed like Cousin Eddie. And see, he's just yelling, shitter's full, like in the middle of the convention. Shitter's full. Shitter's full. It's so fucking funny. It was good. Good. Congratulations to Brandon. What else, Ryan?
I grabbed a bunch of PVC figures. There was a lot of booths that were like, hey, buy a bunch and for like $5, $3. So we'll start off with, I also got some Sesame Street ones. This is my Cookie Monster doing his best Abigail Gardner.
Like yeah.
That. He's a skateboarder, just like Abby. I don't know if it's
people skateboard. Know. Yeah, I do.
Go ahead, Jake.
I was going to say, he almost looks like he's doing the Ghostbusters 2 logo. If you put, give him, mold him on some, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like he's jumping through a no ghost.
Hey, Tony Taylor, get on it.
That's easy. No.
All right. Yeah, that's an easy one for him. I got another one. So I got
the layup.
Aw.
Big Bird.
Oh, I like that.
Love it. Yeah. Love the painting.
He's painting. I have the Snuffleupagus that goes with that one. And I got Super Grover.
Mm.
Yay.
Everyone loves some Super Grover. Grabbed some McDonaldland characters too.
Fun.
I just thought that would be fun
mm-hmm.
to have. This purple dude,
mm-hmm.
Grimace. You guys remember Grimace? Grimace?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Do I?
And then they just threw these ones in there for me as well.
Well, that's Tiny cool. Toons? I love that.
Tiny Toons.
Tiny Toons.
I was like, yeah. I love that. And at that same booth, they also, I got this.
Tell me about this.
Yeah, what is that?
So these are like, I think they're called penny cars.
Okay.
Or penny racers. That's what they were called. These are like way back from the 80s. Me being the true Ghostbusters fan that I am, I had to get this.
What'd you pay for that thing?
$1.
Oh, that's
awesome. And it's one of those ones you just pull them back and then it'll do tricks.
Oh, cool.
Right?
That's great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I want that. Yeah.
Now, do we think, you know, knowing how things
go. Do you think they'll make
here,
these for the new movie? I don't think so, Craig.
No, I don't believe so either. But do we think, by the way, Grumpy Fish has been added to the leaderboard. Nice. It's a dead heat. Do we think, now we've had a huge effect on the Kenner Batman Returns collecting community. Once a day I hear somebody go, man, I'm just starting to get into Kenner Batman Returns because of all this hype. Do we think we're going to do the same thing for PVC, Sesame Street, and Muppet character?
I really hope so.
I think we all need, look at this Cookie Monster. You telling me you don't want this?
I do want that.
I do. Yeah.
In our group chat, I was like, Ryan, is there like a database that shows all like the PVC Sesame Street figures? He's like, 1 second. Like,
he had it ready to go. You had it so quick that I was like, hold on. Were you already looking at it?
And it was really informative. I learned about everything. Did you guys know it was almost controversial when they put out an Elmo figure in like the mid 80s? Because in the mid 80s, everyone was like, who cares about Elmo? Elmo was nothing.
Oh.
Until he was nothing. Elmo.
Until he was tickled.
In the 90s, yeah.
He got tickled, and now he went, you know, he went mainstream. It's like mm-hmm. Sami Zayn almost. Like, nobody cared.
Viral.
Now, he did. Mm-hmm. Cool. Those are great pickups. Jacob, I know you got a bunch. You want to get going?
Yeah, I'll do a couple real quick. I just want to real quick say, I know you've talked about these before, so we don't have to touch on them too long, but I got a couple of the Indiana Jones retros.
Very cool.
These are the only ones I saw so far. Missing the Hal Clay figure. but I also, speaking of retros, I picked up these, the Luke and the Emperor here, the retro figures. And what's funny, I feel like we got to talk about this thing. Did you guys see the post about this figure?
I did, yeah.
I didn't. Tell me about it.
Maybe should have pulled the photo up or something, but somebody. Somebody bought one, they were checking it out, and they noticed that on his sleeve, like from his wrist to his sleeve, it looks like they accidentally left in one of the like 3D printing supports and molded it to the figure.
Oh.
And that's exactly what it is. And I can see it. It's on my figure too. So that means it's on all of them. So whenever they 3D printed it, they didn't get all the supports off, because when you 3D print something, there's little supports all over it. And they molded one, and it's now part of the fucking toy.
I'm gonna find that image,
and it's on his right sleeve. You can like see it through.
Do you know who doesn't do that, Jacob?
Who?
Phantasm Toys doesn't do that.
They don't.
You buy something from Phantasm Toys, it's spot on. It looks like it looks in their like generated image.
Hey, we're gonna talk about
they
Phantasm
remove all the
Toys
supports
a little bit later.
Yeah. Ryan, I thought you were gonna say the originals.
Yeah. Kenner.
I was actually just plugging our friends. But yes, also the originals didn't do that because they didn't. The 3D printers were actual artists back then.
That's not the first time Ryan's ever said the sentence. We're just plugging our friends.
Yep. That's what friends
That's
do.
How I spend my Tuesdays.
That's another shirt.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
We should have a shirt that says Toy Anxiety Tuesdays. Stay plugged.
Stay plugged.
All right, what plugged. Else, Jacob?
I'll keep the Star Wars going. I picked.
Hell yeah.
Hey, I bought a Black Series figure today.
What?
Did I?
What? Is this why? A Black Series? Why not just get a Hot Toy?
Why? Because it's Wicket.
Oh, of course.
I get it. I get it.
I found Wicket today, so I picked it up. Well, they had one on the show.
Nice.
Great figure.
But also, speaking of Star Wars, I did at the toy show. I picked up a couple, some retros.
Ooh, oh, beautiful.
I got a
that Big
here.
Head Han.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love Big Head Han. I don't know what the deal is with it, but I love it. And they had the other one where his head isn't as big, and I was like, no, I want the dumb look.
I'm a fan of Big Head.
Give me the one that looks the stupidest. I want that one. I also got a Luke.
Abby.
I also
double meaning.
What are you guys saying? I didn't hear it.
Oh,
don't worry.
Flash said plug you next Tuesday.
That's what we're talking about.
I got a little Yoda.
Oh, is that baby complete?
Yeah. He's got his staff and a snake, and I got a Darth Vader.
Oh, yeah,
his
little baby.
Yeah.
I still think that vintage Yoda, like the true vintage Yoda, is one of the best figures of Yoda.
It's awesome. So good. It's beyond awesome. Mm-hmm. Dude,
that's not all the vintage Star Wars I got, though.
No, and I want to say this, though, before Jacob goes any further, because this is really important.
Okay.
We talked about it a little bit last week, but after the toy show, we went to Second Chance Toys, and Jacob, you'd already bought a few vintage Star Wars figures, and I don't want to say you've been on the fence with vintage Star Wars, but you've been a little bit like, I'm going to dabble. I'm going to get a couple figures, just the ones I want. Not going to really
hesitant and cautious.
Well, my first thing was, I just want to get the first 12. With that display.
With the stand, yeah.
And then I just started buying. I just started buying figures that weren't the first 12. So.
Right. So we go to Second Chance Toys and more things happened. And it was very exciting, and I can't wait to talk about it.
Yeah.
Of those, the Luke I just showed off came from Second Chance.
Okay.
The rest of them came from the toy show. But the other thing I got at Second Chance was this guy.
Yeah.
Whoa! I love that. That's the one I display with my newer figures. Because I still think this is the best Jabba the Hutt they've ever made.
He's love awesome. It, yeah. I needed it. I was just staring at it, and I was like, I think I'm going to buy that. So, yeah.
Jabba, you get Salacious Crumb, you get his weird pipe thing. Mm-hmm. That's a great...
It's the only drug paraphernalia you'll find at Jake's. Mm-hmm.
<It's> the... Well, I'm gonna replace it with like a Twinkie, or I'm gonna put some soda in there.
Yeah,
like
some cream soda.
Straw.
That's for Jacob.
Yeah,
That was the that's the special edition.
I love that.
Straight edge Jabba the Hutt.
Dude. By the way, I think for what it's worth, I think that is like, I told Jake when I was like, dude, you do realize that specific set is the gateway, like. Because now you're like, well, I'm going to need Bib Fortuna. Well, I'm going to need the Rancor. And if I have the Rancor, I have to have the Rancor Keeper. Well, I've got all
Rancor
that.
Keeper loves to dance. You're going to need the Max Rebo Band.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I bought it. I bought it, and Craig looked at me and he goes, you're fucked.
That's so true.
I did say that.
It's exciting. I'm glad that you're at the beginning of this journey.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you. Dude, it's been fun.
I'm on this journey, and I actually broke a Star Wars figure the other day on accident. A vintage to my 2-1-B, I dropped it and his head popped off. Oh, medical droid. I found another. I found a replacement.
Yes,
replace it himself.
Yes. Anyways.
Right.
I'm going to take a break. Does anybody else got stuff?
Well, we got a little super chat.
Vince McMahon's mustache is now an account.
Oh, my God.
We can buy and sell all of you. Love it. The M. Bison one is... Jacob, did you see the M. Bison?
I didn't, but I saw one. I saw one that said it looks like Vince McMahon's about to tie a damsel to a train track.
Yeah, 100%. Villain
let me,
and
let me see if I...
Rocky Bullwinkle. Here, I've seen the Rhett Butler ones.
This is... Ryan sent this to me earlier, and I about lost my gosh darn...
Oh, have we put him through the Barbie filter yet?
Oh my god!
This Barbie is ready to fire you.
Look at that.
He's gonna puke.
He's ready to puke. This Barbie is broken in half.
That is funny.
Isn't that hilarious?
Man. Yeah.
Oh man. Good stuff.
Whew.
Anyways. Yeah. By the way, rest in peace, Raul Julia. A man who could actually pull off a mustache like that. Mm-hmm. You guys hear about this Wednesday dance? Yeah. Thank you, Grumpy Fish. Yes. He says, last one, need to save for that ghost Haslab. Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry, I keep showing it.
She keeps showing it.
Yeah, you deserve it. Hey, that Haslab.
Vince about to steal the Rocketeer's girlfriend. Oh, man. Okay. So we, Abby, do you want to show off some of your stuff?
Yeah, I do.
Cool. There you go.
I want to show off the coolest thing that I didn't show off last week. First, this you'll actually, if any of you follow Pixel Dan on social media, you will have seen him posting this. I thought he actually bought it, but he didn't, but I did. There were two of these. They're like sky dancers, but if you look closely, this is Superman, Clark Kent, as a sky dancer with, and this is his launching dragon. I am not sure. There's little to no instructions on the back. Just kind of the same image, literally reversed. It's black beautiful. And white. Yeah, it's incredible because sky dancers were something that I used to buy. I would buy the knockoffs. I remember making like a stop motion video with one of my friends. Like we filmed them and it was like, you know, it was cool. It's like kablam. So I saw this and I was like, what in the actual fuck? I love bootlegs. But yeah, seeing this side of Superman, like just.
Well, he can go up 30 feet. That's pretty good.
I'm going to try launching it. Mm-hmm.
If James Gunn isn't a coward, this is the Superman we would get.
Yep.
That right? is true. This yeah, is what no, I want.
I dare you, Mr. Gunn.
Dance with the wind. What's it say at the top? Dance with the wind.
Dance with the wind. Ballet dancer flies up to 30 feet.
So funny.
Yeah.
Wow.
One man's trash. I love
that. Jones is going to love that. Jones yeah, he is.
I kind of want to open it and test it out on the show.
Just make sure the fireplace isn't on.
No, let's not. Let's keep that one mint on card. Because you've got a good collection. Look,
she's
Abby.
Opening it. Look at the look in her face, Craig.
There's no reason for these dolphins.
No, Abby. Abby's put together over the last year or two a good collection.
I have a serious in package bootleg yeah. collection.
Yeah.
Yeah. My reptiles, weapons.
You got those. The Space, Star
Galaxy Cops.
Galaxy Cops and stuff like that. Okay, what else? What else?
A couple other cute things.
She's got a whole...
This was from, my binning experience, which I put a picture up of me doing my binning with Jess, yep. friend of the show.
Hey, you're not really toy hunting if you don't get down on your knees. That's what I
say. Yeah, exactly. And it helps to have a friend there.
Yeah. It goes by faster.
I mean that literally because Jess is really good at spotting stuff and picking it out for you and like saying, this is something that you'd like. And it always being something that I'd like. This is just for fun. These are Garfield book covers that I bought for art projects. by the way, everything in this bin was $1. So I was like stocking up.
You should have just asked for the bin for $5.
Yeah, it would have been a good idea. This is a new thing that I'm collecting.
Oh, you bought that?
The Intimate Apparel. I'm just really a fan of these. This pair.
11 and a half. So this is basically
like old Barbies, basically.
I'd put those on my G.I. Joes.
Fits all fashion dolls, Barbie, flower princess.
They look like they would
California
fit the Gremlins
girl.
Figures, maybe.
I'm inspired by this.
Hello,
I like
hello,
this.
Everybody. Welcome.
I would Intimate recreate apparel. That scene in 16 candles in the bathroom. Girls underpants.
Some of these designs are pretty nice.
Yeah.
Just, it felt like it fit in my collection. I also splurged and got this intimate fashion set.
This is the best.
I was in a mood, and I feel like I could do something with this. I don't know if Calico Critters will fit
intimate
in my little tuxedo.
Abby, you are the Sears catalog of toys, and I love it.
Thank you. Intimate. I'll take that as a compliment. Yeah, I was like, fuck it. I'm getting doll underwear.
But it was really weird being... I'll be honest though, like, it was really weird being around Craig and Abby while Abby's like buying lingerie for later.
Oh yeah,
it was so awkward.
Those for sale. Just no. So I'll just finish out this bag because I got a couple more silly fun things. This is an inflatable dinosaur, and
whoa, hey now,
yeah, it's super tough vinyl. It says on the package. So
well, it literally says super tough vinyl.
Yeah, well, just so in case. Get ready for your birthday to forget that I showed this because I'm going to blow it up and maybe use it as a pinata or give it to you. Actually,
well,
I think
it's super
tough
vinyl. That way you know Jacob's piercings won't ruin it.
Oh, yeah. You know what? This is all stuff for your birthday, Jake. Like, not kidding. This is a letter banner that says happy birthday with dinosaurs. So this is for you.
I haven't seen any of this stuff.
I should just put it up now because it's like, it's still your birthday.
Yeah. I'll be there on Friday. Go ahead and put it up.
Davey says, kudos to Abby for having the most varied toy hauls. Yes.
Yeah. I go all over the place. I'm down for whatever. Sesame Street, Fun and Play Safari.
Whoa.
Yeah. Complete Story Street with reusable vinyl pieces. It's like it's sealed. And I know that.
Was this a dollar?
Yeah. I swear the lady who had these bins was like,
this is great.
Very laissez-faire. Doesn't give a fuck. Just like whatever it is, it's a dollar.
You know what I watched the other day? You know the song Bert and Ernie do where they're flying in the plane upside down from Follow That Bird?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. We all know it.
Yeah,
we're the number
great.
One Sesame Street podcast on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is great. I'll put this in my pile.
Yeah. Don't use it as a giveaway. I got this little McDonald's toy also just.
Oh,
picking up.
Abby,
I can't remember
we're like, we're twins.
I know. Make them kiss. Yes,
make them kiss.
I love you.
See, other channels will do like 3 hours of Masters of the Universe reveals.
Yeah, and I'm like, letters to E.T.
That's awesome.
This is.
Can we do a sad comment out of there tonight? Will you tell the story of what that is?
This is. It's. Yeah. It was a real. Was a. Out there concept. It's letters that fans wrote to E.T. of all ages.
It's a good book.
Yeah, there's some really good ones. It's basically like confessions of love and that they things they want to do with E.T. like have parties and
I'd love to see
one of them was an invite that's like, hey, we've got beer, you can come on over. So
yeah,
I'll find that.
I saw that book there and I was like, hey, Abby, buy this because I own it and I've already read it and I was like, this is you
what do y'all
this.
What do you guys think a modern day version of Letters to Megan would be like?
Megan, like
Megan
the
doll,
the movie, the horror movie. Megan,
like what?
I don't want to read those.
No, yeah. I know what all of those. Oh, hey, those letters are all stuck together.
Yes, they are.
Dear Megan, I wish I had you when I was a kid, or right now.
Oh, see, why did Craig wrote a book instead of a song called Letters to Patrick?
Letters to Megan. Last
what
thing.
What the fuck?
A Dick Tracy. What do you call this? A fanny pack. You didn't know I got this?
I'm so.
Do you want this?
Yesterday.
It's mine.
My shorts I was wearing yesterday had no pockets. They were like gym shorts. I was
going
to the store.
You wanted to wear this?
I literally said, I wish I had a fanny pack. And Abby goes, yeah. I didn't know I knew this was in the house.
It's a child's fanny pack.
Yeah, I don't think that would fit around.
Well, she didn't want to spoil toy anxiety.
No, I didn't.
Let me see it.
That's so funny.
That's man, your
this
giveaway.
Is worth almost as the blank figure.
Oh, man. BC DeLorean's going to want that.
Well, he's got other cars.
Trade him.
Trade him with DeLorean. He's got extra.
Hey, this was great.
I got that for a dollar.
Good pickups.
Thank you.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
I only have a couple things. Thank you for sharing, app.
Yeah.
Let's see here. So we got a really nice package yesterday from Mr. Matt Bush. I think he's in the chat.
Yeah.
Great guy. Now there's stuff for Ryan and Jake too, but they have not seen it yet. So Jake will have his this weekend. Ryan, you've got a nice package coming your way. So Matt went out of his way. This is really amazing stuff. So I showed off one item from this line last week, and I guess I'm full in now because we have mint on card hook figures here. So this is the Mattel.
Whoa. Folks. Holy shit. Those are brand new.
Yeah, this is the Mattel hook line. It's about a 15, maybe 15, 17 figure line, but there's also a lot of...
Hold on. They got that many figures? Hook got that many figures?
Oh, yeah. And there's a bunch of like role play items. Mm-hmm. There's vehicles. So this is the multi-blade Captain Hook. This is your standard Dustin Hoffman Captain Hook figure. Hey, look how cool the artwork is. This is an amazing... I love these so much.
Dude, it's just a hook. And second, he's... that's a great figure. I want more pirate figures. I want that.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Artwork... They just use the hook logo.
It's just the hook in like a colored pencil drawing.
Okay, well,
that's great. Good job.
What's the back of the card?
It's a cross sell for all the other figures.
Whoa.
And then there's...
See, that's nice.
Does Hook have different... Can you like... Does he have different hooks? Can you replace it with a different...
Yeah. There's like a chainsaw. And there's a...
What? Really? Yeah,
there's like a chainsaw at the very top.
Holy shit.
Damn.
He's got like a Ninja Turtle like rack of weapons.
He's got a weapons rack.
What the fuck?
He's like, I'm going to put on the chainsaw. You can't stop me, Smee.
Stop me, Smee.
Stop me, Smee. That's a chainsaw, right? Speaking of Smee, the Mario movie comes out tomorrow. Okay, moving on. Swashbuckling Peter Pan.
okay, yes.
What? Oh, my joke. This is like your standard issue, Peter Pan. Man, look at this artwork. Very cool. Here we go.
Looks nothing like Robin Williams. I want to point that out.
No, it looks more like Michael Keaton, actually. Air Attack Peter Pan.
Weird.
So, yeah, there's definitely... It looks like they maybe started making these figures before they knew who was playing.
Yeah, based on the classic story.
They were like, well, just go on what you know from Peter Pan. It's going to be somebody young. It's probably a kid.
Probably Michael Keaton.
He'll probably be fit.
He's going to be with the Lost Boys.
I do love the Batman style names they gave it, like Air Attack Peter Pan. Did they have commercials for these? Like, was it like,
probably.
Look out. I was about to say Robin Hood. It's Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Peter Pan stops the Joker with new Air Attack Peter Pan.
Yeah. Peter Pan and his assault cycle. Like, what?
Yeah. What? They can fly.
Skyrider Peter Pan. Yeah. Although that one, he is. He can fly.
Captain Hook has kidnapped your children. He doesn't believe anymore. Lost Boy Ace. Lost Boy Ace.
You make your toys believe like that's how you play with them.
That's just one of the like street goons from Batman Forever repainted.
Yeah.
all those Lost Boys for Batman to punch in the neck.
I'm gonna need you guys to crow right now, because I got Rufio, Lost Boy Rufio. Mm. Check it out. Must crow. Nice. Must fly.
So handsome.
Yeah.
Cool. Fucking. This figure rules. I cannot wait to play with my new Rufio figure.
Yeah, what does he come with? Does he come with a little raft?
It's like a skate. It's like the thing from the end of the movie where he's like doing Tony Hawk. Skateboard with a... It's got a little wind sail.
He's like windsurfing, but he's like windboarding.
Yes, 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 yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, suck on that, Legolas, surfing on a shield.
So those are my Hook figures. I only have one other pickup. I'll just show it real quick. I've been buying some of the old Hoth vintage Kenner play sets, and I got a Wampa. Whoa. A pretty non-yellowed Wampa. These things are usually the torso is like piss yellow, but this guy's... I mean, it's the only way to describe it. Like, I don't know. Gatorade.
Lemon lime Gatorade.
Lemon lime.
Yeah.
Oh. No, for a second, I was like, oh. Jake, you know you could just go to the bathroom.
So I got a Wampa.
He's got a jar collection.
Yeah. You know, this might not be a really good time, Harry, but when you get a chance, I got to pee.
I got to pull over.
Hey, just wanted to say shout out to Matt Bush, because this was like
from a couple weeks ago.
So yeah, thank you so much for this. It completes my set.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about that scene now. Yeah, sipping on Grandpa's own cough medicine. You shut your mouth, you pumpkin pie haircut, a little freak. I'm watching Dumb and Dumber confirmed tonight. Jacob, do you have any more pickups?
Yeah, I got a lot more.
Let's do it. It's the Jacob Walsh Show presented by Toy Anxiety.
Again, since we got it going, I'll go ahead and say
there he is.
Thank you to you okay, Craig? Okay. Thank you to Matt Bush for
Matt Bush.
For some in on card real Ghostbusters. So yeah,
nice. he better be thank blushing you. Over there.
From his last, I don't even have whatever showed up in the new package. This is from last time. Thank you,
yeah,
Matt.
Yeah, Jake and I can't keep up.
Yeah.
By the way, we do want you guys to hit the like button, leave a comment, participate in the chat. We don't have a light goal tonight, but let's just get as many as possible.
Yeah,
let's
we're at 83, yeah. Which is nice, but
there you go. All right, keep going, sir.
Ryan, Craig, you were talking about bins and Batman. I got into a Batman bin over the week at the toy show. Got into a Batman. And I got some Batman. I got this Batman with I got a deep dive Batman with some of his accessories here.
That's a good one.
I got Golden Batman. Who is this? What is this, Ryan? What's Golden Batman?
I can't even remember. I just always remember him as Gold Batman.
Gold.
I don't think I'd have them all memorized, but it's like I just say Gold Batman.
I also got Silver Batman. I also got Silver Batman. Oh, was it?
Quilted Batman. Sonar.
Yeah, quilted Silver Batman.
It's a neck pouch.
Yeah, I'm going to keep, like, when I go to a toy show, I'm to keep all the accessories in my new Dick Tracy neck pouch.
I also got a loose quick change here with all his stuff. I got a box of Batman stuff here. So yeah, I picked up a bunch of loose. Some of them are, you know, some they're not all. They're missing some of their accessories or whatever. But I don't really care. I just want to put together a good square of Batman. Just a bunch of Batman.
Yeah,
I love it.
So I'm doing it.
I think that might have been from Pixel Dan's booth too.
Yeah.
Oh,
there you go.
It was.
It was, yeah.
It was from Pixel Dan's booth that he was
where he was near. At. Yeah.
I don't know if that was his booth. I got a couple more things here. You want to keep going?
Yeah, because I'm Ryan. Do you have more?
You have your.
I have a couple more.
Oh, but I think Jake's got like the best stuff, so I could just roll through mine.
Well, yeah,
go for it,
Ryan. Go for it.
Okay. All right. So I picked up some Legends as well at this toy show. Picked up some Peter Parker and Ned.
In the chair.
Because I'm just really big into Spider-Man right now. I don't even know why. And I picked up Hydro Man as well. Because I missed out on this figure. And I thought, man, I can't believe I missed out. Look at those giant hands. It's just so cool. And I saw this there also. For cheap, and I had to get it because what am I most known for?
Batman?
It's Morbid time.
Oh, god damn.
Hey, that's a good looking toy, though.
It is a great looking
classic
toy.
Morbius,
so it was one that I was also bummed out that I missed out on. I really want to find Jack-O-Lantern. Like
Mighty Morbin Ryan Doe.
And so those were my hauls from the toy show, but the halls didn't stop there because up in Canada, it's still Haul-a-thon. So I grabbed.
Man, that's longer than Hanukkah.
One elf.
Oh, those are cool. Those are cute.
Oh, yeah, that's cute.
I grabbed two elf.
Ooh.
Because I really hope they make more elf. I really, really do. Of the cartoon. I got Dreadman.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
You're coming in with the heat.
Wow.
Amazing figure. These are so beautiful. And I got Jaguar as well.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you.
Have not been able to find Man Ray, though.
Oh, dang.
Not yet seen in Canada. So I don't know what's happening. I don't know how.
I've seen them all over.
Yeah, so I don't know. Might have to get one of my American friends to grab Man Ray for me. But I was able to score the rest.
Very cool.
And And those were my pickups. Jake, back to you.
Good stuff. I got some more. I found this. So I was at a thrift store in Savannah this week, and I saw this really weird thing that I, you know, at first glance, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool, but I'm not going to buy it. But then I looked it up on eBay. I was like, oh, I'm going to buy this. It is a trademark. It is a trademark vintage tin King Kong figure.
Jeez,
that's amazing.
It has it has a battery area down here. I have not tried to put batteries in it yet. I don't know exactly what this guy does, but I was like, hey, this is really cool. And then I just kept thinking about it, and I looked it up online, and I saw that this kind of goes for a good bit of money on eBay. Like the last couple that sold on eBay were way more than what they were asking for this. So I said, fuck it. I'm going to buy this weird vintage. That.
You've got a lot of good.
Oh yeah, dude, that's amazing.
Yeah. So I picked him up. He thought he was cool. But to go with that, I also found this. I wish I had the name. I found a pretty cool toy store in Savannah, and they had a Kaiju case. And they actually had some Sifubi, and I was able to pick up this translucent blue and gold Godzilla here.
That beauty. Is really pretty. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So good. So wow. Good. Yeah.
Hey, look at this. That's good. Look at Pauly Columbus's avatar.
Oh.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That's so cool.
That's awesome.
The chat.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
You know what that was? A toy anxiety miracle.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is funny. I like that.
I like how Craig said that and Abby's camera goes out.
Abby's gone. Toy anxiety. Oh, wait. We're having difficulties?
Really? It'll be.
I mean, I don't know.
Good. I'm going to need
I'm going to help her. It's going to be fine. You guys keep going.
Okay.
I got a couple more things.
Cool. Go for it.
All right. All right, so two more things here, really. I'm going to jump into this big... This thing has been on my list for a while. I think everybody knows. This is something I needed. I've looked at them here and there. Ryan, I finally got this...
Fuck yeah!
I finally got an Ewok family hut.
I love how those kids' hairs match the hut. And I...
It is exactly the same.
It's like three kids. Like is, are those...
Yeah.
Dude, okay, so what does it come with? Does it come with everything on the box, or is it...
Yeah, that everything that's on the box.
So the dude on the glider, it comes with the horse?
Yeah, so that's Wicket. That is Wicket. And then, it comes with the horse, a cart. There's a swing. So the only thing mine is missing is the rope for the swing. The swing's in here. But I gotta see if I can find the rope somewhere.
Right.
It comes with four Ewoks. It comes with these four Ewoks. And hey, this one came with extra Ewoks because I bought this at a toy show. They were like, "Yeah, complete." They had two of one of the Ewoks in here. There's only supposed to come with one, and they had two. And then they had an Ewok that doesn't even come with this set, but comes with. One of the other carts, not the fire cart, but the other cart. Right. So I got extra Ewoks with this thing.
Instead of a rope. They gave Instead you, here's an rope. Extra Ewok. Here's, you know.
Yeah. So I still need the rope, but yeah, it comes with all that stuff. A little seesaw and chairs, table, a hammock. Yeah. Comes with all the stuff. I love
Jake Stevens. I bet you Jake Stevens has like three ropes just hanging around.
I need to ask him. I love this picture though. I want this picture on a t-shirt. Just this kid walking
that's
around
awesome.
With his,
yeah.
Good call.
I also love that there's like an animated like version, like an artist rendition of the cover.
Like they used to do that even with the Millennium Falcon packages and all that. Like you turn the vintage ones around and it's just a drawing of the picture. On the front, right?
Now that's art compared to those hook figures.
This is great. Mm-hmm. What a great set.
Yeah, I needed it. It was a really good price too. So I'm happy to finally have it. It's awesome.
Yeah, we put up a toy hunting video from the toy show, and you can see some of that purchase in action.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's in there. It's in there. Mm-hmm. I got one more little set of things.
Okay.
And I saved them for last because I've been talking about them on the show. And I think on the show the week before the toy show, I said, this is what I would like to see more than anything, but I'm not going to see it because I've never seen it before. And then they had it. They had some, we got some Knickerbocker Lord of the Rings toys here. Some old vintage. I got Frodo and Sam.
Yeah.
And I also
love those.
Also got a Gollum. So
whoa.
that's half of the toy line. There's six figures. There's six figures and two horses in the toy line. These are the only ones I saw, but I picked them up and I love these more than it. These are so cool. I love these so much. And the thing that's really awesome about this toy line is like these are like 3.5-inch figures. The other three figures is Gandalf, Aragorn, and a Nazgul. They're like 6-inch figures. They're like, you know, they're scaled right. So
right to the proportions of the characters. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. But yeah. We saw these immediately, like with the toy show hadn't even technically started yet, and we walked in and saw these and I was like, "Oh, I'm buying." Like I don't care what price this man says to me.
Yeah,
I'm buying these. And yeah, they were expensive, but it was worth it, and I needed them. So
I love it.
I'm happy to have them.
Very cool.
Oh, they're happy to be home.
I couldn't figure out why my audio was so weird. I had my earbuds in the wrong ears.
Thanks for all the love on the space buns, y'all. I saw the chat.
Yeah, and thanks for. Man, I was so happy. This was a pretty flexy week for pickups for all of us, but really for Jake. I mean,
yeah.
But you know what? I left
out some stuff. Like, that's not even everything, but I was like, let me leave out a few of the like smaller things.
We had lists, you know, things that we were hunting for, and you were able to find some of the exact stuff that was on your list. So that was really cool, man.
Yeah, I mean, like, kind of my top two things that I wanted were these and the Clash of the Titans figures. And if you've seen the video, we saw a good bit of the Clash of the Titans figures, but they were all really, really overpriced. So.
Look at this comment. Yeah. Those Lord of the Ring Hobbit figures have the same haircuts as the Ewok.
And the Hutt. And the Hutt.
All have the same haircut. That's so
the bull is back. Funny. Yeah.
And the Hutt.
Well, that was great.
That was great. Real quick, though, I just wanted to shout out. I got some VHS from some listeners collectively.
Oh, I'm excited. Can I see
this
that one?
There was Pacific Skin.
This was really special from, I want to say this one from Skylar Davis. So he works at a school and his library was purging all their VHS. And he posted about this one. I said, whoa, give me that. This is a teacher's video using the internet for research. I cannot
wait to watch
this. I cannot wait to watch it.
So that is amazing.
Yeah. And this one was for you, Jacob, to add to your
collection. Oh, cool. Yes. Rose Red. Thank you so much.
That's awesome. Yeah. I've got a copy of that. And then this one was for me, which is
cat. Yeah, I like censored cats.
I know. I was like, why on earth would you?
It's a National Geographic video about Jonesy.
Yeah.
It's under witness protection. Oh, witness protection cats from National Geographic.
Oh my God.
Caressing the tiger.
We're almost at an hour. We haven't started the news yet.
All right. But you know what? This is relevant. Hey, good thing there's Mandalorian copy of Ladies Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's from Scott Dix, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Scott and Heather. Yeah.
Tossed a couple more tapes in here.
A couple tapes.
This was my favorite.
The Ladies Mandalorian is going around this week. Did you just say that?
Funny.
No, other people thought of it though. And then I also have a whole bunch of these. I'm sorry that came out that way. That's the truth. All the mystery mini calico critters.
We're at a dinner. Hold on. Fuck off. We were at dinner earlier.
What? He took me out?
No, you just did that yourself.
There's no
You
way.
Have done that yourself.
There's no fucking way.
Listen. Okay. We were at dinner earlier, and I said, I was talking about something. Oh, I was talking.
Lord of the Rings as I much did as not you say, should.
Oh, we're talking to a friend, and I said,
holy shit.
I was like, oh, I like Lord of the Rings. I'm just not into it as much as like some people, my contemporaries of my age group, etc. Mm-hmm. And Abby goes, he doesn't like to read.
And then?
Well, I mean, is she wrong?
I do enjoy reading. I just don't want to read.
Don't.
You
no,
like
you don't.
Read the internet, and I think
anyway. Yeah. Scott, hey, Heather, reading thank you very much
Instagram
for
is not reading.
Oh. Hey, given shots, it's what we do.
Yeah.
We're having fun. Ryan's dead. Oh, he loves these.
Abby. You're killing me. Abby's life. The funniest person in the world.
Yeah.
Move over. Whoever else
comedians,
is
move over. Kevin Hart.
Move over Netflix comedians.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart.
Move over Kevin Hart. Get out of here, Kevin Hart.
Both short kings.
You're a short king. That's how you describe yourself.
I don't know
yourself?
If I can claim that. That was a really funny SNL sketch.
Okay. Yeah,
that was. All right.
So good.
This has been fun.
It has been. But it's time to talk about Black Chrysanthemum.
Okay.
Just real quick, they announced it today.
Oh God.
So they announced today. So you guys remember last year when they announced a Black Chrysanthemum figure and everyone, like the collectors community collectively went, nope.
That's pretty good, politely. Like they gave they sad took, comments for 2 months.
They took the Black Series Chewbacca to Dairy Queen and put him in the little chocolate dip. They're like, look, Chrysanthemum.
Oversized armor.
Oh.
Dude, did you put the other
oh my god.
Girls rule. Abby is funny. Get over it.
That's a deep cut.
Do not send me into this spiral PTSD.
This is so funny. That is funny. Okay. Holy shit.
Do you have the old figure to go next to this?
I can bring it up. I can bring it up.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, I'll just get it up from my shelf.
No, I didn't.
I'll just get it out.
You know, I've never seen it. I've never seen the Black Chrysanthemum figure, like, in person.
Right.
But this is the deluxe one. It's $40.
He's always running away.
It is. Yeah, it's always running away. It is a better figure.
It looks good. I think it's a good looking. I think it's a good looking toy. You know what I like seeing there's a lot of there was a lot of, I didn't pull any of the sad comments for this, but all the sad comments are about his name. Like people were mad that in the video they're not calling him Black Chrysanthemum, they're just calling him Chrysanthemum.
Well, in the show they call him Chrysanthemum.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. I think people have like I know his name was Black Chrysanthemum when he was introduced and whatever comics he was in.
Yeah.
But once the show made him canon, he has never, not one time, been referred to as Black Chrysanthemum.
Right. Really?
It is now, yes, it is now canon Chrysanthemum. They have
canon
never...
Canon Chrysanthemum.
Canon Chrysanthemum. They have never once called him Black Chrysanthemum.
Okay.
That's Fire not his name Chrysanthemum. Anymore.
Chris Kattan Chrysanthemum.
Chris Kattan Chrysanthemum.
We have to make. I wish we were going to Celebration this weekend just so we could have shirts that say Canon
Chrysanthemum.
Oh man. So, anyways, $39.99. I don't collect Black Series anymore, but this is definitely a better looking
sculpt.
Everything.
Do you know what Chrysanthemum figure is better? Yes. Canon Chrysanthemum figure is better.
Which one?
The retro.
Oh, it's
Canon Chrysanthemum.
Yeah.
Okay. So moving on.
What is Hot Toys gonna make a Canon Chrysanthemum?
Hey, I don't know, but have you seen that Hot Toys sorry.
Canon Chrysanthemum is making me hungry.
Have you seen that Hot Toys Ultron figure from What If?
Mm-hmm.
I want it.
Dude,
really
get
badly.
It.
It just looks
you
good.
You need
it
that.
It looks really good. I might.
Damn, if Jacob Walsh buys a Marvel Hot Toys, then I'm going to look at him once again and go, you're fucked.
Yeah.
I'm just getting the what ifs. Okay, so we've got a new vintage collection, Luke.
Another one?
they make this figure.
It's like the one they've announced. Like they've already announced four others that they haven't released yet.
I know.
Okay, anyways. That's my sad comment.
Officially known as Jedi Academy. which I guess is what we now refer to as that time Grogu hung out with Luke for a day.
I like his little soft
you
skirt.
You got a whole academy.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
I like
cool.
his soft, good skirt. I'm a little bummed out. Okay, sad comment time. Craig, yeah. you got the music yeah. ready?
Do you need it?
Yeah, I need it.
Okay, cool. It's time for an impromptu vintage collection Jedi Academy sad comment. Here we go.
Seriously, Hasbro? Another Jedi Luke? This is the one that... All he comes with a lightsaber? No backpack? No exclusive Grogu? No frogs? Nothing. Just a lightsaber and a soft, good skirt. Pathetic. Definitely a hard pass when I can get the 6 other Lukes you haven't released but announced in 5 other pipelines. There we go. That's my sad comment.
I loved it. Applause.
I think this is going to be a pass for me. I don't need this.
Yeah.
I've got multiple Return of the Jedi Lukes in different forms. And
not even a bamboo stick to balance off of, eh? Like, just not say. Okay, I'm done.
No, it's good. It's fine.
Riley
it's
Bob
okay.
looks like a waiter on Coruscant. Yeah. I used to wear an apron just like his skirt. Like, I know all about that.
Yeah, he's like, hey, guys, could I take your order 66?
Wow.
Thank you.
God.
I was going to say, can I take your first order? That would have been better. I went with the wrong one.
We're all just trying to beat you.
Hi there. I brought you some water. I'll be right back with your order. And here's our specials for the day.
Yeah.
No, you could, you know, an alternate name for the first order was the appetizer. Anyways, moving on. There's a new Luke Skywalker figure. Hey, listen. We should say this. Star Wars Celebration is this weekend. I believe the Hasbro panel will be Saturday. We're going to talk about some speculation here right now. So last night, Abby and I have been watching Rebels. Okay. this is funny. Brian Briggs says, I always get hard pass and easy pass mixed up. Which one is derogatory?
Hard pass.
I think they're both derogatory, but hard pass is a little bit more aggressive.
Yeah, hard is, yeah.
Yeah.
Like easy pass is.
Yeah, both are dramatic.
Right. But easy pass is like.
Adding any word to pass is dramatic. Yeah, you can just, yeah. Being nice is just being like, oh, I'd pass on that.
Yeah.
But being like, yeah, easy pass for me.
Right.
Yeah,
that's mine's like bounce pass.
Enthusiastic pass on my end.
Mm-hmm. Strong pass.
That's a girthy pass.
Oh, let's go to the audience. Looks like it's a hard pass.
Hey, listen. So Abby and I have been watching Rebels. We've got this Hasbro, panel that's going to happen at Celebration. There's going to be reveals. Black Series, Vintage Collection. We've been ever since the Reva lightsaber died a glorious death, we've been contemplating, well, what will be the next
thing?
What will the next thing be?
Yeah.
So we've talked about Ewok Villages. We've talked about
Ewok Village was confirmed.
Well, they did say get ready for more Endor. So we're watching. So it's not a mistake that I do not believe, by the way, I could be eating my words in 2 days, but Bryce Dallas Howard, her episode, she's one of the premier directors for Mandalorian. Her episode airs tomorrow. It is the last episode of The Mandalorian prior to Star Wars Celebration.
Did you know she's jaded? She's dating Jacob Walsh.
I heard about that.
Like our own.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
It is true.
We know that Rebels characters are coming. We know that.
Spoilers.
Come on. We know that Hera, Sabine.
Not everyone knows that.
Yes,
but
everybody
who
watches this knows that.
I want to say that was the reason that we were watching the last season of Rebels. I want to know more about the whales. And then I didn't know the last season was so
Listen,
good.
Yeah. This is what I'm saying. People have been asking for a TVC Ghost, which is the Rebel ship, for a very long time. I texted our chat 2 days ago and I said, you know what? Don't be surprised, because the Razor Crest did so well. They know that they've got a home run and people will buy that ghost if they do it. Don't be surprised. if they announce a HasLab and it's a ghost. Lo and behold, literally hours later, yakface.com posts a semi-cryptic, hey, see everybody at Celebration. Yakface is known for leaking Star Wars stuff, is what they do. It's awesome. And it's a picture of the ghost ship. People start speculating. Then there's a listing, rumored TVC ghost. I just want a roundtable this. Anybody could write that. I just want a roundtable that. Davy Sunkrocker, please God, don't be ghost. I don't know what that is. That's really funny. Ryan, let me defer to you. You have the most knowledge on this.
On cartoons. This... You like
the cartoons?
I like cartoon too.
I know you do.
Yeah. And I've been enjoying getting back into it. Sorry to take the conversation. Continue.
Well, all I'm asking is forget what we want. We all want an Ewok village, right? We all want
something. And a Death Star playset as well.
Right. But what do you think the odds are? We'll do some speculation and then listen, we'll know this weekend whether or not, and if they announce it, then we'll cover it in depth once that happens. Mm-hmm. But for right now, what do you think? There it is, right
like,
there.
What do I think are like the chances are, or what do I think?
What are the chances, and is like, it something you would be into?
I think the chances are high. The chances are high because we just saw Zeb in live action for the first time.
Right.
We saw Chopper live action in Rogue One, so we know he's built and ready to go. What's the other? That Hera has been casted by Ewan McGregor's wife. Sabine's been cast as well. Yes. And obviously Ahsoka's part of the mix. And Thrawn, who's the big villain for Rebels, has also been mentioned in Mandalorian Season 2. So we know they're coming. And Ezra as well, right? Ezra, correct?
Yeah, Ezra's been cast as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now we've got all of them. Yeah, so to me this makes perfect sense because this is their way of being like, when does Ahsoka, like, I'm assuming, like, well, we're getting now. I'm assuming they're going to show up in Ahsoka and, or at least Mandalorian season 4.
I think it's going to be Ahsoka. I mean, it seems like that's right? What it's leaning towards, right? And we'll probably get a trailer this weekend.
Right. We'll probably know more then. But also with that said, like, so now this is their way of, this is the first time ever, really, where HasLab might actually be ahead of the game. Mm-hmm. So
let's
where
not,
this will be.
Let's not get too ahead of ourselves.
I agree with peak Obi-Wan. I'm a firm believer Filoni's going to do a retelling of Rebels through Ahsoka. I think the last season, the story is so good that they have to. It's like, it's moving and it's big and the scope is huge and it's really classic Star Wars. And I highly recommend watching that season specifically.
So, because we love rumors and innuendo, Suka says allegedly $550 with a Phantom, Hera, and Chopper as the bad offering. Oh, base offering.
Cool.
Okay. That's what the rumor is?
Hey, that's what we'll go with for now. He could have completely made that up, but let's just go with it.
First off, they've never made a ghost
playset
at all. They have made the Phantom, but they've never made ghost.
Okay.
And I think that... and. Rebels is super popular, so I could see them doing this. And like I said, the hype's going to be there. If they do this now with everything going in, maybe they know something we don't, because with everything going on in The Mandalorian, I hope everyone's watched The Mandalorian. Mandalorian's spoilers coming up, the latest episode. They're going to send Bo-Katan to go gather the other Mandalorians to make them as one. Because she now walks both ways, which has got to piss off a lot of Mandalorians. Which means we could probably see Sabine sooner than later. And if this launches, and we get Zeb and Sabine in 2 weeks in a row, the hype's going to be there. The hype's going to be real. They can capitalize on that.
And, let me ask you this, though. Yeah. If they do Rebels figures... they've never done animated style Rebels Vintage Collection figures. Don't you think they need to do those before they do the human characters?
Do I think they need to?
Don't you think that would be smarter to appeal to the collectors? To do the animated?
I'll be honest. If they give us the Zeb that we saw next to Carson Teva. Watch, Zeb will get a figure before Carson Teva. But
that's
like
a little different because it's like a creature like that. Right. I guess that doesn't really, I guess it'll probably be pretty similar. Okay. Okay. Point taken. I get it. It doesn't really matter. All I'm saying
and
is
to finish
that,
off the other question. Yeah, yeah. I would buy this.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There you go. Jacob, I think I know what you're going to say, but I want to ask you anyway.
What do you think I'm going to ask your question? What do you ask?
I think I'm going to ask you, what do you think about this? And you're going to say something along the lines of, I love Star Wars. I don't really care about ships. I've never really watched Rebels. Having said that, if they do this, it'll probably be pretty cool, but not something I'm going to buy.
Are we just doing that now? Are we going to do other people's responses?
Yeah, but also like part of me wishes it was something from classic Star Wars and not new. Is that like an awful thing to say? I want old stuff that I know.
That's what I want. I want an Ewok village.
I haven't seen any Rebels. I don't know anything about Rebels. I didn't even know who the fuck Zeb was until it was pointed out to me during that episode. I love Star Wars and I love what they're doing and I love that we're getting all these new shows, but I will say the way like Mandalorian is this season, I don't want to get too much into this because this is a conversation for a different show, but it is starting to give me like Marvel, we're making this movie just to get you to watch the next movie kind of feelings. And I don't want to feel like that when I watch Star Wars. I don't want to feel like, well, fuck, now I'm left out. I got to go back and watch another whole other fucking show just to understand what toys are coming out. I don't like that. Saying that, looks cool. I hope it does well. I hope it actually, whatever it is, I hope it funds this time. I want to see it. It's not what I would pick, but I hope it does. I hope it does well.
Right. And we should flat out say there's,
yeah, there's no confirmation.
There's no con, like this might not even be a thing,
sure.
But I think it could be, it makes the sprinkles are there that it could be. So, Abby, anything on this?
I mean, I think that Filoni is like the, not the golden child, but like kind of the, whatever he wants is going to be the direction that Star Wars is going because of the success of The Mandalorian and the lack of success, so to speak, with the sequel trilogy. So I feel like sticking with what works and letting him guide and letting him tell the stories that he wrote and had played out on Rebels and Clone Wars, I feel like.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with the Ghost HasLab? I'm going to give it right back to you tonight.
I feel like it has to be this because this is a creation of his and it's interwoven in his storytelling. So I think that it would make sense for that to be something that Star Wars plans ahead and releases and has spent time on.
Do you think, because the Reva lightsaber was such an abysmal fail,
to pivot and go back to ships because that's what's worked?
Ships,
yeah, but
places,
it seems,
right?
But it seems risky to me because, like, so, you know, the Mandalorian, his ship did so well because Mandalorian was like, you know, that show has been, say what you want to say about season three, but season one and two kind of took everything by storm and kind of changed the game for Star Wars. That thing, you know, it worked because everybody wanted that. Everybody knows what a Rancor is. We all have loved Rancors, you know, there's nothing new there, and it failed. So now they're going to go back to a ship, but if it's this, they're going to give us a ship. I love Star Wars and I've loved it my whole life. I have no fucking clue what Ghost is. How many people really, like, are they going to put this out and just hope there's enough people who are hardcore Rebels viewers that are going to jump on a HasLab? That seems like
based on my stats, 3 out of 4 people know what a ghost is.
Is Borzu here? 9 out of 10, Dennis. I think what it is, by the way, this is funny. Will Carson Teva beat Roman Reigns' title reign with the time it takes him to get a figure? and then no chewing guest, maybe Bo-Katan's ship, which also.
Oh, yeah, that's a good choice, too.
I think what it is, and we can end it on this kind of thing, unless anybody has anything else to chime in on it. The vintage collection fans of that specific line are so rabid and so desperate for new ships that have never released.
Come on. We're not that desperate.
Yes, you are. I mean, you guys get excited about walls. Imagine if you get a whole ship.
Dude, I have a hallway. I have an archway. Oh
yeah. So by the way, yeah, Brian Brink, if the ghost shows up tomorrow or tonight at 3 a.m., whatever, whenever the next episode.
Oh, yeah, that's
is,
right. Today's.
Yeah, we'll find out at 3 a.m. We'll
find out tonight. Okay. Stay tuned. Okay, a couple more news bits, and then we'll get to sad comments. And I don't want to run too long because we do have extreme toy anxiety. Mm-hmm. If you are part of the Patreon, you can see right
Scoot
up there.
Get on over there.
Abby, how many patrons do we currently have?
161.
So you can join the Patreon at patreon.com/yes. Have some and become part of all the other stuff we do, including extreme toy anxiety, mm-hmm. bonus episodes, audio, video. We got a new Ghostbusters movie coming out, which means you know I'm going to be on there with these guys yapping about that all the time. So it's really fun.
Yeah, beat the spark that lights the fire of the rebellion.
Be that.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You and don't say thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
For $5 a month, okay. You get a shit ton of audio and a shit ton of video. It's great. There's a whole archive, years and years of stuff. Go back and listen to our Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3 review. It's very funny.
Ooh. Hey, but don't listen to our Three Ninjas review.
Not as fun.
I'm still mad that I had to watch
you the
that
time.
Fucking movie.
We hated it.
Sucks.
God. Okay, couple more news bits. Let's see here. So we talked about the WCW Monday Nitro Arena a lot last week. We're not going to talk about it too much other than to update where it is. And we got a little pie chart here.
Ooh. Whoa, we're in the red?
Wow.
So as of Brian Brink sending over this chart, there's only 1,463 backers. They need 3,537 to hit the minimum of 5,000. They still have about a month left, but they needed to hit that 5,000 to unlock that early bird Hogan by this Friday. And I just don't think that's going to happen, guys. I really don't. It's a bummer, but it's $400. And Ryan, what do you think it is? You think these wrestling collectors are poor or something?
Yeah, I do.
Well, they like wrestling, so yeah.
Oh, God. Fucking, it couldn't have, oh boy, couldn't have gone better. Abby, what do you think it is?
About the pie chart?
Well, just
I'm sorry. I lost
Abby's
you.
Not listening.
Hey, no, you guys thought
Abby clocks out of it. Abby clocks
look
out
at that.
Of
it. As soon as whoa. I see the chart, I'm like, oh.
Hey, that's impressive. This looks like the subway lines. We need AJ Quick to help us read
lost.
This thing. AJ, what station do we get off?
So here it is.
I don't like Hogan, if that's what we were talking about.
Now, they did announce this.
Not a good selling point. Yeah.
They announced this as well. This is not part of it, but they announced a WCW Monday Nitro ring that you could also buy. They're hoping people see this and get excited to put the whole thing together. Does come with an Eric Bischoff figure.
Holy shit.
That's a handsome figure.
That's a good-looking figure. Really,
like, he was a handsome man back then.
He was a model.
He was a model. What do you think it is, guys? What do you think is the thing that is maybe making this an at-risk project for Mattel?
I don't know.
Well, the it doesn't come with a ring. It's just a huge... I saw somebody complaining that it doesn't say TNT on it.
Well,
there's like all kinds of weird... I mean, it's we saw it in person. It's very, very awesome. It looks amazing. But it's like a big... So that's a big chunkier... real estate. It doesn't come with a ring. It comes with like two wrestlers that everybody hates. I don't know. Like I can understand why someone's like, I don't want to pay $400 for this.
Right.
I think it'd be different if Steiner was the first unlock.
Right. Because it's like a figure that I have so many thoughts on this. We went so long on it last week. Abby, do you, anything stands out? I think it's the price. I think if this was $250, it would have no issue funding.
Or if it came with a ring, if it was this with a ring, maybe.
Yeah.
There would be no doubt in my mind for $400 with that. Yeah, they would sell. I think it's the very nature of setting up something. Where do you set it up? And yeah, maybe more exclusive figures. Maybe Steiner, as you're saying, would be better. All I can say is that I don't love Hulk Hogan, and that would be kind of a, like a deal breaker or definitely not a selling point for me.
Well, the other problem, like, even though for like, we talked about the show. Do you have any Hulk Hogan figures they've put out in the last 2 years?
Yeah,
it's like 50.
Yeah.
So it
I've been to his surf shop. I've seen it.
Yeah. There's not a lot of, there's nothing enticing to get people to that 5,000 that quickly. Right. Like I want this, but I'm not going to even consider putting that money down until it looks like it's going to, I don't want my $400 just held up for a month. That may or like, that's a lot of money. It is what it is, but it's a lot of money. So, but we'll keep
Starbucks.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. We'll keep tracking it. I do love this project, and I want it to succeed because, I mean, I want this. I don't know where it would go. Probably on that flat file right there. But, yeah, I don't know.
It would be the entrance for cats.
The cats come through?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Jonesy! Okay, So, yeah, 1,439 backers. And by the way, they announced at WrestleMania, Ryan, a shit ton of... Mattel announced 150 figures, it feels like. Too much to try to cover, but maybe we should do a special wrestling sideshow, you know.
Yeah. Toy Anxiety, going raw.
Going raw.
I love that Monsters from Beyond. From the litter box.
Yeah. They go to Ringside Collectibles, tons of reveals. They are doing a Monday Night Wars series, so you're going to be able to get the we talked about the Scott Hall where with the denim vest and the jeans. The first time he was on Nitro is going to be a figure. Lex Luger with the puffy shirt is going to be the build a figure. I mean, they're putting out some cool stuff, but
do you think they'll do a Screwjob 2-pack
with Brett and Sean?
Yeah, because that was a big part of the Monday Night Wars. Yeah.
It was a huge part. So let's
comes with Vince McMahon with a big gob of spit in his hair.
Ugh.
And a mustache. And a little mustache. Let's look at it's never not funny. You know what? That was all the news. There's really not a whole lot of there's nothing else I needed to cover.
There's an April O'Neil, I think they announced with NECA.
Oh, NECA did announce an April O'Neil. Sure.
The Mirage
did.
April. Yeah.
So I'll try to find the image. So NECA is teasing
Instagram.
Yeah, let me go to Instagram. NECA is teasing for April. They're gonna
The month of April.
For the month of April, not just the person. I see why it gets confusing. Here we go. Oh yeah, I'm glad you said that. I meant to get this earlier. So NECA is going to be doing April. So they're going to do this Mirage April. The post says, for the first Turtle Tuesday in April. How many times can I say the word April?
Say it again.
Which can only mean one thing. It's time for April Takeover every Tuesday this month. Let's see here. Lost my train.
I love Mad Hatter's comment.
What did he say? Yeah, so I'm going to need to get that. So they're starting off with this illustration by none other than Kevin Eastman for the new Mirage figure sporting some totally 80s hair. Okay, so they're going to do an April reveal every week for 4 weeks, starting off with Mirage. Let's roundtable this. Jacob, what else are we going to get from NECA?
Oh, I mean, I think we talked about it earlier. It's possible we'll get a Ninja Turtles 2 April.
Yep. I definitely think that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Paige Turco.
Yeah.
Abby, where do you stand on April? On which April do you like better?
Well, I like Turco in 3. I like the third Ninja Turtle movie. I think she's fun. I like her costume a lot in that. And she's a lot more dynamic and active. And TMNT 2, I would blame it on the wardrobe. She's like wearing a lot of beiges and it's kind of like a business type.
Kind of boring,
April.
Right?
Yeah. So like, in the third one, she's got the cute jeans. She's at the flea market. She's got the jean jacket, or maybe it's a leather bomber jacket. Yeah, and sunglasses. Much more like exciting and I guess kind of like more representative of what I would consider April to be. Like just kind of like a fun hangout. Yeah.
Cool. So here's prediction one is April from TMNT 2. Ryan, what else?
I think if they're going to do the Mirage, then I think we're also going to get one Archie reveal and maybe one of the other Mutanimals.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And I think my prediction, you know, people have wanted a re-release or an updated version of the animated April since it came out because it's always.
Wait, is this just
April? It's April. Yeah.
They're only doing April's?
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. April for the every Turtle Tuesday of April is an April figure.
Oh, sorry. Then, yes, then I think they're going to do Ninja April from Archie Comics.
Okay.
Cool.
Cool. And then I think they're going to do an updated animated April from the.
The hot movie. April, the one that all the dudes are all like, I need that April. If it's not that April, I hate it.
I want April that I could, like, you know, bring home to mom and dad and be like, my girl's got a good job on the news.
What is that?
What is happening?
Yeah.
That's a new character I'm working on. He's a guy who's really proud of his girlfriend April's career.
Okay.
It's called Wrestling Fan.
Yeah. Wrestling fan gets a date.
Mom and dad, this is my girlfriend, April. She found a saw and she just kept it. That's how badass she is. Plus, she's got a salary with benefits because guess where she works? The news.
And none of this fake news crap. We're talking about the legit news. Channel 6. And guess what? She didn't cringe when she saw my wrestling belt collection. She returned it, Ma.
Yeah.
You said I'd never get laid with all them belts, but guess what? I scored myself a real life news reporter.
I love how, as you talk that threateningly, you're actually being really supportive and inspired by it all the entire time.
You should have seen how her eyes lit up when she saw my winged eagle and my big gold
from WCW.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then when she saw my European title, the same one that Shawn Michaels won at SummerSlam 95, she was impressed. She was very impressed.
She even knew that one was he had to beat Davey Boy Smith for that title.
Yes, which was very controversial at the time.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What is
Should we get to Snag
Comments? Oh my god, yeah.
That's a new fun character.
We're giving out free extreme anxiety.
What a hyper specific character. A guy who collects wrestling belts, who's dating April O'Neil.
And loves her. And is loving.
Loving and proud.
Yeah.
And wants to share it with the world.
You could tell by her yellow jumpsuit that she is American made. She says her prayers. She takes her vitamins. Just like you know who.
And you could tell she makes them money. Look at how clean them white boots are.
Oh my fucking god.
April deserves everything.
Yeah, let's end on this comment. Monsters from Beyond says, this is the relatable content I'm proud to pay my monthly fee for. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for being a member of the channel. Okay, so I think it's time for sad comments. Then we'll get to extreme toy anxiety. And then we'll all eat a little snack and dinner, watch Mandalorian, see if we get a ghost, and go to sleep. Who has sad comments tonight?
I got a couple.
I'm looking at Jake.
I got three.
Yeah.
Okay. So Abigail, for those who don't know what sad comments are, do tell.
We search the internet because
we do.
People are vocal. Toys make people very upset, and a lot of feelings come out. So they take to Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and we find these postings that people leave, which are essentially sad comments. It's when people are complaining and don't have a voice, we listen to them and then we project it louder. And it's almost always very entertaining.
Yeah. Hey, Easy says he wants April from the arcade cover art.
Hey, I was going to say that. That's like some dude's wife.
No, that's my first love.
That's some dude's wife? Yeah, Craig's first wife.
Dude, the first time.
Craig's second love was the April on the front of the arcade machine.
Yeah. I like
fronts
them both.
And backs. That's Craig.
Yeah. Well, listen, when my parents dropped me off at the Tilt, which was the name of the arcade at the old South Lake Mall, I was like, Mom, Dad, you better give me a couple hours. You know who's here. April from the side of the machine. And
is it the younger version of your other character?
This is the prequel to the other guy.
I'm starting to think she's marriage material.
I think she's the one, Ma. I think she's the one.
The Ninja Turtle arcade machine is right next to a WWF arcade machine. Yep, that's how it happened.
It's all It's like my wires got crossed and across and across was the men's warehouse where you could rent tuxedos for your damn wedding, and all my wires got crossed. No, what's the name of the wedding store at the mall? Savvy Savoy?
The
doesn't
wedding
matter.
Store?
The wedding store. Okay, so we got some sad comments. Jacob Walsh, where's this first one coming from?
So this first one was a comment left on every single Hasbro Facebook post that I could find. Was the same comment. Mm-hmm. So everywhere.
No, JT, this is not true.
I just dropped off. Yeah.
My parents are really proud of me. We think he's having his first relationship with an arcade machine. All right. Okay. Thank you, Atomic.
Yeah,
thanks.
I like that name.
All right, here we go. So I'm going to get the music going here. And we'll get to Jacob Walsh for our first Hasbro sad comment. Finding the music. Can't find it. Where the hell is it? There we go. All right, here we go.
And yet, you keep making My Little Pony towards kids. Why isn't Hasbro taking the My Little Pony collectors serious? 40 years, and Hasbro ignores adult My Little Pony collectors. Gear MLP towards adults! Make MLP items for adults. Adult collectors are asking. Shame on you.
Shame.
Shame.
Wow.
Shame on them.
What's wrong with the MLP they're getting now?
Yeah, I mean, what other kind of accessories do they want?
What are they mad about?
They want.
Do they want realistic?
They want adult collectors things. I don't know.
They want like an actual,
I don't know if that means they want like Black Series style My Little Pony toys.
Articulation. In my head, I was thinking they want realistic horses, but painted pink. With a clover on their ass.
Oh.
Hey, I don't know. Jacob, refresh me. What is the announcement that triggered that post?
It was on they left this exact comment. As I was looking for sad comments today, this was on every post. None of them were My Little Pony posts. They copied and pasted this onto every Star Wars, Transform, everything. It was just
as you do
everywhere.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah,
I just want to make sure they get the message.
I want to be in that board meeting, folks. It's time to take MLP to the adult collector.
We haven't been taking them seriously, and I think it's time us as a company and the brand to expand to an older audience.
Yes, after all, little ponies are for adults. As I freaked out over this Sesame Street book earlier. Where's this next one from, dude?
Did you guys do sad comments last week? I don't remember.
We did a few on the Nitro Arena.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got one from the Nitro Arena. I'm wondering. I hope nobody
just do
did
it.
This.
I like
one
it.
Yeah,
last
you
week.
Should be good.
Hey,
should
it's
be
fine.
Good. Think of it like a reboot.
Okay. All right. This is from the Nitro Arena.
Okay. Sure.
$400 is too much right now. People are having a hard time affording milk. And you guys expect them to drop $400 on toys?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't afford their milk.
Can't afford their milk.
Holy shit. People are having trouble affording their milk right now. This should be $5. All right, so you got one more?
I got one more, and this is from good old Star Wars. This is specifically this is an older post. Usually I try to only get sad comments from posts that have come out in the week since the last show. This is from, oh boy, this I think was from when they released the Tuskens.
Okay. The Tusken pack. The set, the five pack. Okay. I think so. Cool. All right, here we go.
Maybe not. Who fucking knows? Star Wars.
Chat loves the milk. just wanted to say.
Why do you always have to release one in vintage collection and one black series? But we want both in which size we collect. For me, it vintage collection. And I want the chief as well. Along with Black Chrysanthemum, Cad Bane, and the Marshal Cobb Vance. And it's really starting to worry collectors is that you said that the retro collection wasn't the main line, but the order goes as far as getting complete teams and complete shows, and it's number one black series, number two retro collection, and last is the vintage collection. We get like one or two from a show. The only show where we got a lot of characters is Mando. And you can't build a tribe without the chief!
You just can't.
You just can't.
You just can't do it.
Cobb Vance of Vance Cobb Refrigeration. Vance.
Hi, I'm the Marshal, Cobb Vance.
This is my ally here, Black Chrysanthemum.
And there's
sorry,
no chief.
Canon Chrysanthemum.
Canon Chrysanthemum.
Yeah.
Man, this was fun tonight, guys. I needed this. This was really cool.
I did too.
So listen, lots
glad
of good stuff. Glad we did it.
Yeah.
Glad everybody got their toys. Glad everybody had a great time.
Glad Abby bought this fanny pack.
Dick Tracy on it.
Yep. We're the number one Sesame Street Ewok podcast. We're also here for your weather and sports.
Yes. So what we're going to do is we're going to head over to Extreme Toy Anxiety in about 5 minutes. And if you are not part of the YHS Patreon, you can't be there. But if you're part of the Patreon or you want to be there, go to patreon.com/
Jacob.
Derek.
You can't skip lunch.
You just can't.
You just can't.
I've like, never been so tired.
It's like the most tired.
I'm not allowed to do that.
We've been waiting a long time for it on CornCop TV. Hey, listen, I'm not gonna do gimmick infringement. We love that you guys are here. Lots of people watching tonight. We appreciate it. Stay tuned for more from us, especially with the Star Wars Celebration. Hopefully, we're gonna have some big announcements and things like that. Mm-hmm. We'll see everybody on the after show for Jacob Walsh, Abigail Gardner, Ryan Dole. Into the poor souls wandering the streets, wondering how they're going to get some milk.
The high cost of milk these days.
For their family. We salute you and say, tomorrow's another day.
Toys should come with milk.
And toys should come with milk. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.